Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A few scattered showers out there for us this morning. I'll show you when we'll see the most coverage during the day.
Plus, breaking news from overnight, missing money. Some Wells Fargo customers say their deposits are disappearing. What the bank is saying about the issue.
And we have new developments in a deadly shooting outside a Raleigh Food Lion. Why authorities say the shooting is justified due to self-defense.
And hope you're feeling lucky. $1.25 billion is on the line once again today. That's the Mega Millions jackpot. Our Kelsey Coffey joins us live with a look at the lotto craze that is making a wave across the country. A lot of folks have been riding that wave for weeks and months now, certainly.
We keep riding.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Jeff Hoagie. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Happy Friday. Yes, it's going to be rainy, but we do have some sunshine here in the studio. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is back with us. Hope you have a wonderful time off, Elizabeth. Nice to see you.
It was. It was great. We were up north, and it was nice and cool compared to what we've seen here. But I know the last couple of days here has been very pleasant. We're going to see another one of those days today before we start to see a warming trend over the weekend. A few light showers. We're seeing a little bitty line down here between, say, Fayetteville and Clinton. And then we have a cluster of rain that's up to the north of the I-85 corridor. So we're seeing that across Mecklenburg County, Virginia, down I-85 toward Henderson and over toward Roanoke Rapids. That's our biggest coverage for rain right now. We take a look at Futurecast, and we'll continue to see these isolated showers across our area this morning. Nothing looks like it's going to be terribly heavy during the morning commute, so I don't think it's going to be anything that causes a lot of problems. We'll pause it right there at noon and move it through the afternoon. We continue to stay cloudy today, and you can still see a few isolated showers that pop up, maybe even a thunderstorm during the evening, especially for Raleigh Eastern along the I-95 corridor. It looks like we would have the best chance of seeing that later today. It's a bit damp out there this morning. Temperatures warm, too. 75. Our dew point sitting at 66, which is kind of a middle-of-the-road dew point. It's 74 in Fayetteville, 74 in Rocky Mountain. We're in the mid-60s up near the Virginia line. Our hour-by-hour forecast, we don't warm up too much today. Like yesterday, our temperatures will be in the upper 70s to close to 80 down south. And again, we'll be dodging some showers. Things will heat up as we get into the weekend. I'll show you when the heat index climbs back into the triple digits.
Breaking overnight, Wells Fargo customers are reporting missing deposits from their bank accounts. The bank says it's dealing with a technical glitch. Some customers say their direct deposits disappeared from their accounts. Late Thursday, customers contacted Wells Fargo via Twitter, now rebranded as X. The customers claimed they could not access their money. Wells Fargo released a statement saying it will resolve the issue as soon as possible.
A shooting that left a man dead in a Food Lion parking lot in Raleigh has been ruled self-defense. That's according to Wake County's district attorney. We're told the shooting stemmed from a road rage incident. Authorities say the driver will not face charges after shooting and killing 49-year-old Stephen McLam. Defense attorney Lee Turner tells WREL the state's Castle Doctrine took effect in this case.
Basically saying that your home, your automobile, your workplace are all considered to be an individual's castle, and you have a right to defend yourself inside of those locations.
Other legal experts explain the law presumes the woman was afraid for her life, stating that the man was trying to enter her car. The shooting investigation on Lead Mine Road lasted for several hours, beginning on Tuesday and wrapping up early Wednesday morning. As of right now, investigators say no charges will be filed unless new evidence becomes available.
Lotto fever is sweeping across North Carolina and the country. $1.25 billion is up for grabs, and it could be yours in less than 24 hours with the Mega Millions drawing tonight. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning. And Kelsey, I have yet to get my ticket on this round. How about you? What do you think?
I actually haven't gotten my ticket yet either, but a lot of people have been buying tickets before that July jackpot. More than $52 million worth of Powerball tickets were sold here in North Carolina just for that one jackpot. Now, most convenience stores that you'll see this morning, the Mega Millions sign will say $999 million, but everyone who's playing tonight has their eyes on that $1.25 billion prize. This is the sixth largest Mega Millions in U.S. history. The lump sum for whoever wins is just over $625 million. Even though the odds of winning the big bucks are low, Kenrick Roundtree says it's still worth giving it a shot.
The odds are not that good, but if you're not in it, you can't win it. So just to try and have a chance at winning that type of money is all I need.
We caught up with a UNC statistics professor during the last $1 billion jackpot, and he says that your chances of winning something like this are about 1 in 292 million. So that's the same chance that you would have for catching 3 foul balls in the stands if you went to a Bulls game. So very difficult to pull off, but not impossible. You can watch the drawing right here on WREL tonight at 11 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Cary.
I'll bring my catcher's mitt, Kelsey. Happening today, Hollywood writers and producers will return to the negotiating table in hopes of ending the strike. Studios asked the Writers Guild to meet in the first known talks since the nearly 100-day-old strike brought production of most TV shows and movies to a halt. No talks scheduled yet for the Screen Actors Guild. Both the actors and writers unions would need to reach a settlement before production could resume.
Former President Trump is back on the campaign trail today, hours after pleading not guilty to federal charges in a D.C. courtroom. Trump will be the keynote speaker today at an event hosted by the Alabama Republican Party. Later this month, we should find out when he will go to trial on charges related to trying to overturn the 2020 election. During the arraignment, the judge made it clear Trump cannot discuss the case with witnesses without the presence of legal counsel. Violating that would mean a warrant for his arrest. Before taking off from D.C. to New Jersey, Trump said this and his other two indictments are politically motivated.
When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
Government, in their indictment, takes the position that he had actual knowledge that he had lost the election and the election wasn't stolen through fraud. And they're going to have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt.
Trump's next court appearance in this case is set for August 28th.
We're just a few hours away from learning more about whether we are headed into a recession or not. The new jobs report is due out this morning that could tell us plenty. WRL's Destiny Patterson joins us this morning. Not really any sign of widespread layoffs, Destiny, but walk us through what we can expect from this new data coming out today.
Well, if that labor report comes in as expected, then that would show signs that the labor market is cooling but not collapsing. And this is good news for business leaders who've been cautious about economic downturns. But it does mean that we are seeing more confidence and that it's getting stronger when it comes to the economy. Now, if we look at any job cuts announced in July, it was the lowest that it's been in nearly a year. It's one of the indicators of the strength of the economy. Of course, just within about a year and a half, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates 11 times to fight rising inflation. An NC State economist says the Fed's plan seems to be working. Even if there is a recession, he says it will be mild and that the triangle is in a good position ahead of it.
There's no question that the strength of our local economy, the diversity of our local economy, the fact that our local economy is focused on those sectors that have actually been doing well over the last several decades, that certainly helps us in weathering any national economic downturn.
Walden says that we could be moving towards a soft landing. In other words, that means that inflation would be getting back to acceptable levels without those layoffs. We're expecting that jobs report to come in at 8:30 this morning.
Destiny, thank you. Surging gas prices may affect your weekend plans. New numbers from AAA out in the last 15 minutes show prices are still moving upward, but more slowly. North Carolina's current average for a gallon of regular, $3.62. It's only up a fraction of a cent from yesterday. The national average is up 1 cent to $3.83. AAA says more relief is on the way. It also says the price of oil was nearly $80 per barrel last week, but it's since dropped a bit.
Chaos at a local bar when shots were fired, and we have newly released surveillance video showing the moments leading up to this incident in Knightdale.
Plus, snake bites happen more in North Carolina than any other state because of the presence of six types of venomous snakes. Coming up, local doctors talk about the recent spike from this season.
And we'll give you this live look outside Apex. A couple of raindrops over there this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Timing out just how long our morning rain will stick around and what to expect for the weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 when we take a look at a gray start this morning with some scattered showers. Right now, most of the rain is up near the Virginia line, especially Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and those counties that border Virginia. A little bit of light rain down in, say, Sampson County moving eastward. We take a live look at Apex, and you can see things are looking pretty dry right now. There are going to be places this morning that look wet, but we're not looking at a lot of widespread rain. Where we do see rain, some of that could be a bit on the heavy side. Southern Pines, 72 right now. Fayetteville, 74. It's 66 in South Hill, 74 degrees in Rocky Mount. It's a warm start out there for us this morning. But with the cloud cover that sticks around today, it'll feel a lot like yesterday. Highs will be in the upper 70s with a few scattered showers.
Elizabeth, thanks. All new this morning, the two Black Tennessee representatives who were expelled earlier this year have won back their seats. Democrats Justin Jones and Justin Pearson reclaimed their titles Thursday. Jones and Pearson were reinstated within a week of expulsion, but they needed to win yesterday's special election in order to keep their seats for the remainder of their two-year term. The two were expelled for their involvement in a gun control protest on the House floor. A white woman who was also part of the protest was not ousted. It happened after the Nashville school shooting that left three kids and three adults dead.
Newly released surveillance video is giving us our first look inside a Knightdale sports bar where a shooting happened. This is video from Friday, July 28th, inside the sports page on Smithfield Road. You can see a man with red shorts quickly approaching the door, and then on the upper left corner, he pushes that door open, points the gun, and fires shots. Another man then tries to wrestle the gun away from him. Officers found a person shot and two others assaulted. 29-year-old Tyler Squirewell was arrested and charged with that shooting.
A Cumberland County teacher is speaking out this morning after being suspended with pay, accused of sex crimes with a student. We told you about the arrest of 49-year-old Britton Phillips earlier this week. The charges allegedly stem from a relationship with a student dating back to 2007 when she was a teacher at Douglas Byrd Middle School. Phillips did not want to be on camera, but in an interview you'll only hear on WREL, she told our Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays why these charges should not move forward.
If you had to tell someone about this, they're not getting the full story, what would your side be?
I would simply say that this stems from a bitter custody battle and allegations that were already found to be false over 16 years ago.
There's no statute of limitations for sex-related crimes. Phillips has been placed on administrative leave with pay pending the outcome of the investigation.
Transport company Yellow Corporation is being sued by its former employees days after suddenly laying off 1,000 people in North Carolina. Facing nearly $1 billion in debt and a possible union strike, Yellow shut down. With it, 30,000 people across the U.S. lost their jobs. One of Yellow's former workers in California is now suing, saying the company did not give 60 days layoff notice required by law. The suit is demanding wages and benefits for all Yellow workers laid off without notice.
The town of Hope Mills will open its new public safety center today. A ribbon cutting for the new John Hodges Public Safety Center will happen at 1 this afternoon. The combined police and fire facility is named after the late John Hodges. He served as chief of police for 23 years. The new center is on Rockfish Road.
Hey, don't look now. Football season is here. The NFL's preseason got started last night with a Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets 21-16. The Jets now turn their attention to the Carolina Panthers. Those two will play at Bank of America Stadium next Saturday in the Panthers' preseason opener.
The Women's World Cup is moving on to the knockout stages. That means it's win or go home for the 16 remaining teams, including the U.S. The U.S. women will play Sweden in the round of 16 Sunday morning. You can watch it live on Fox 50. It will be another early morning for soccer fans. Kickoff for that game will be at 5 a.m.
Increasing heat in the Triangle means physicians are seeing an uptick in patients with venomous snake bites. Our state sees more snake bites than others because of the presence of six types of venomous snakes, like the copperhead. One doctor at Duke Hospital says snake bites are common at dusk when you may not see them. He says Duke has seen a pretty big spike the past few weeks.
We've had 20 venomous snake bites this year in the Duke University Hospital emergency department. That's just one emergency department. And about 10 of them have come in the last 2 to 3 weeks, just because we've had a pretty big spike.
And they are hard to see. He says if you do get bitten by a snake, get some medical attention. Don't try to manage it at home. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WR Severe Weather Center. Those snakes might be in hiding today with some of the raindrops that are out there.
Yeah, it's going to be a decent day to be outside temperature-wise, but you're definitely going to want to watch those showers out there. Right now, a lot of the rain is up in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, or up near Roanoke Rapids. That's where we're seeing a good bit of it. We have a lot of dry spots out there right now, but we do have some isolated showers back down to the south and west. Some of that's starting to move into Moore County and Hope County. We have this little line that's about to move right through Clinton. It's not severe, nothing that's going to cause you any problems for your morning commute. We'll head up to the north first. You can see rain around South Hill, buck over toward Clarksville, Roanoke Rapids down to Enfield, seeing some rain. And then on the northern part of the I-85 corridor from Henderson, also up toward Mecklenburg County, Virginia, we're seeing some rain. Here's this little line that just moved across Fayetteville and getting ready to move through Clinton. It's not severe, but you may see just a little brief heavy rain with that. No lightning with that currently. We're going to see just some scattered showers for the day today. We take a look this morning. Right now, you can see that it's scattered rain. As we take it out to around 9 o'clock, notice it does not increase in coverage, so it doesn't look like it's going to be a big deal for the morning commute for most of us, but it will stay cloudy today like it did yesterday, and that will keep our temperatures cool again with highs in the upper 70s to right around 80 degrees. So nice to have this little bit of a break from the intense heat. It is going to be back for the weekend, so if you had plans to head to the pool or to the lake or to the beach, it's going to be plenty hot for that. Here's 4 o'clock this afternoon, a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms, especially by the time we get to, say, 6, 7 o'clock, we may see more of that developing along the I-95 corridor. Here's a live look at Durham right now, and it's all quiet out there, nice and dry, but cloudy skies this morning. Our temperature is warm, 75 degrees, and the dew point 66, not as high as it could be, but it's still pretty warm and sticky out there. But 75 is really about as warm as it's going to get today in a lot of places. We're looking at just 79 in Raleigh and Durham, looking at 82 in Fayetteville with mostly cloudy skies and just a few isolated thunderstorms. We do have some warmer temperatures headed our way for the weekend. The blue color contours are where temperatures are below normal. We're definitely seeing that again today. But as we head into the weekend, notice the yellow contours take over. So temperatures will climb above normal. Our normal right now is 90 degrees. So that means, yeah, we're headed back in that direction. So for today, looking at 79, 89 Saturday, 92 on Sunday, especially once we get towards Sunday and Monday, we're going to see a quick burst of some heat coming through. It's feeling steamy this morning with our dew point sitting in the mid-60s. We'll see, of course, a fairly high dew point for the next couple of days, but it really ramps up as we get into early next week. Watch that dark green color start to move in on Monday. See how much darker it is with that flow coming out of the south. So Monday's going to be the day to watch. It'll feel like upper 90s for Saturday and Sunday, but by Monday, we could be looking at 105 for the heat index. So we'll watch for the Weather Service to issue a heat advisory that day. And unfortunately, through the middle of the month, it looks like we have a good chance of above normal temperatures. And of course, that doesn't mean that it's going to be outrageously hot. It could be just a couple of degrees above normal, like we'll see Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Elizabeth, thanks. A set of twins discover they have 65 other siblings. Coming up next, how they say they found out about their other family members and how they plan to keep everyone connected.
More reunion, huh? Plus, back to school season, it's here, and how you can help set your students up for success starting as early as today. Coming up on 455 right now on your Friday morning, you see that deck of clouds there over Raleigh. You might run into some raindrops, a little bit of inconvenient weather on the way today. A pair of South Carolina twins set out to find out who their father was. Instead, though, they found 65 siblings. Amelia used Ancestry.com just a few years ago, and the results showed she had 8 confirmed siblings. Her twin brother Andrew took a DNA test and found 18 confirmed siblings. Since then, the number of siblings has grown to 65. They formed a group named after their father's donation ID number, and the siblings live in California, all the way up in Canada, all across America. Amelia and Andrew traveled to meet some of their siblings, discovering similar physical traits and interests.
We went to a Planet Fitness Center up there, and that was really fun. We went in the morning, and all of us were on the treadmills at once, which was kind of funny. We were just wondering if anyone would notice that we were all related.
Well, the twins hope to plan annual summer trips to keep everyone connected. They say when they find new siblings, they make sure everyone feels comfortable and welcomed into the new family. That'd be quite a family reunion, I'd say.
For sure. I feel like you would need name tags, right? And think about keeping track of all those birthdays. But what a fabulous discovery. Just so happy for them. And they're all like 14 to 27 years old. And so they still have years to get to know each other.
And they say whenever they find new ones, like they're expecting more, and we'll welcome them into the family. Okay.
UNC Health employees are collecting school supplies for local students today at Stuff the Bus events across the Triangle. They plan to fill an entire school bus with supplies outside UNC Health Rex in Raleigh. This is video from last year's supply drive. Now, in the past decade, UNC Health's Stuff the Bus campaign has collected more than 140,000 school supplies for students in Wake, Durham, Orange, Johnston, and Chatham counties.
The town of Spring Lake is helping students get ready to return to the classroom. Their Pack the Cruiser supply drive gets underway today. Donations can be dropped off at the Spring Lake Police Department. That's on Ruth Street. You can stop by anytime between 8:30 a.m. 4:30 p.m. The supply drive runs until August 22nd. Give you this live look right now. Clinton, good morning to you this morning. Almost looks like a little fog there. Before you head out the door, Elizabeth Gardner will let us know who will have a rainy commute this morning.
Plus, the Mega Millions craze is in full swing. We talked to some people who hope to win the $1 billion-plus jackpot, and we asked them what they do with the money.
Changes are coming to the amount of time you have to check bags at one airline. How showing up late could be pretty bad after the changes take effect.